Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's video, I would like to discuss how you can create a backlink and also a valuable asset for your map stack. So Chris Palmer SEO, we'll go ahead and do a quick search. And as you can see on the world map, which is hosted by harvard.edu, now we have this entity that's searchable, that has our business details, our brand details, our business description, and our links to our citations or our stacks or any entity that you want. So first and foremost, like a lot of these backlink creation tutorials, I would recommend perhaps using a temporary email. That way you're able to create multiples of this, or perhaps just keep your link building away from your regular emails so your inbox is not inundated with a lot of separate emails. So in any case, let's not waste any time. I've already gone to this particular site to create an email. Now I'm going to head over here to create a part of the map stack, a valuable asset, and we're going to head over here to World Map. So once on World Map, you will need to create a login, and I'm going to go ahead and do that now. All right. So after you've gone ahead and created the account on World Map, the next step will be, of course, the activation of the account. So, all right. So once we've created the account, once we're inside, what we want to go ahead and do is two things. So we will want to go here and click on Add a Layer. So once we're inside, add the layer. At the end of the day, you can go ahead and put in here anything you'd like, but these are the things that I would recommend putting inside of here. But again, this is up to you. You can play with this. I'm just showing you the property, okay? And the abstract is going to contain the details of our business. So I want to go ahead and put in probably two links. All right. So we want to put our name of our business in here. This is a custom, so this is going to come up on the map. All right, this is important. I will put my brand name in here or any asset. So the name and the description, we want to add all of this. Okay, we definitely want these to be searchable and added to the Gazetter. We want everything to be found, especially the name, the description. We want those inside of here. All right. We also want to go ahead and add the string values. We want to add as much detail to those as we possibly can. If it's letting us add it, add it. All right. So what we will do is then update. All right. So to save the map now, it's the first thing that's popped up. So we want to add a title. We want to add Chris Palmer SEO. We're going to add in our description. And then right here, we want to add all of those details again. Because we've gone in and we've added the details for the map, the Gazetter, for searching, for finding. Now we're just duplicating those contents over to here. All right, so the NAP, we're going to bold that up. We're going to space this down. What we will then do is go ahead and add the links inside of here. Add link. Make that bold. So we're adding in some backlinks here. The title is going to, at least for my instance, okay? All right, and save. So once this is done, once this is completed, all right, we have now created a searchable asset within the worldmap.harvard.edu on the Gazetteer. It's on the search tab. When you look into the maps, you'll see a pinpoint, a dot, kind of put inside of here. This is for demonstration. I've put, of course, certain details. I'm not saying that I don't have others of this going to other entities. This was just as a walkthrough, all right? I just wanted to show you this property. It's a valuable asset for your entity stack. It's a valuable asset as a link. So what we can do is we can go right to here. We know that it's searchable online. As you can see, it's do follow on a DA94 page authority 44 site. That's excellent for entity building, adding to your map stack. We can share this. We can build links to it. So Chris Palmer SEO, we'll go ahead and do a quick search. And as you can see on the world map, which is hosted by harvard.edu, now we have this entity that's searchable, that has our business details, our brand details, our business description, and our links to our citations or our stacks or any entity that you want. You can make different stacks. Don't abuse it. My name is Chris Palmer. If you have any other questions regarding local SEO, drive stacks, stack building, Google My Business, really anything digital marketing, marketing, SEO, Facebook ads, Google ads, anything, anything at all, always feel free to go ahead and leave it in the comments below, and I most certainly look forward to seeing you in the next Local SEO, How to Create Backlinks for Your Stacks video. Have a wonderful day.